Hi, I'm Marlo Higgins, and I spent nearly four decades as an entrepreneur building systems that maximize time and results. I'm a business coach that helps entrepreneurs get crystal clear on what it takes to make their vision a reality. I'm obsessed with clarity because business operations that are rooted in clarity are exponentially more likely to succeed. So join me as I explore the proven habits and strategies that have helped myself and hundreds of other entrepreneurs create a vision, execute a plan, and refine a legacy of success. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. All right, balancing the scales, time and family for the entrepreneur. Welcome back. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo, where we dive deep into stories of entrepreneurs who are making it big, balancing life, and rewriting the rules for success. I'm your host, Marlo Higgins, and today we've got an incredibly inspiring episode for you. So just imagine running a business that not only fulfills your dreams, but also allows you the freedom and flexibility to spend quality time with your family. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, Allison Turner, this dream is her reality. Allison is a sales leader and a longtime friend of mine, and she has grown her personal boutique style business to over $250,000 in revenue. And that's not all. Her team, spread across the country, boasts over $2 million in revenue and counting. Wow. So Allison's story is not just about financial success, but it's about empowerment and freedom and making every moment count. She runs her fashion boutique with passion. She empowers women on her team to not only dream big, but also help her customers feel confident and beautiful. So today we're going to explore how Allison manages her time and family while being at the helm of a thriving business. So let me just share with you that Allison did not start out as a successful entrepreneur overnight. Just like many of us, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, okay, bring it on. I want to hear the story. She had her fair share of struggles and challenges. But what sets Allison apart is her unwavering determination, and it's her clear vision of what she wanted her life to look like. And that has been at the root of how she operates in the daily. I personally have had the opportunity to work next to Allison over the years, and I've seen how she's managed her success with three different high-level opportunities throughout the years. They've all provided her the chance to make it big, in addition to having the freedom to stay aligned with her kids, who are now starting to go off to college and start their own paths for growth. So she has two boys that are just entering into college. Her daughter's already in college. And so, you know, it's just important. And I know this as a mama bear. And I think any female entrepreneur that's listening to this, you know, it's a struggle. Like, how do you do it all? There's so many books written about it. But Allison, her biggest strength, literally, it's her ability to prioritize, because she knew early on that if she wanted to succeed in both her business and in her personal life, that she'd have to master the art of time management. And master it, she did. Because Allison has developed a system that works for her, balancing her work commitments with her family time, and both of those ensure that nothing gets neglected. So she's on the sidelines at the boys' sporting events, and she attends plays and recitals at the college with college visits with her daughter. So how does she do it? I think that's the burning question for everybody. Well, I know Allison believes in the power of setting clear, attainable goals, both for her business and for her family life. She schedules her day meticulously, and that also allows for flexibility, understanding that sometimes life just doesn't always stick to a plan, and we know that. And I was just in a coaching conversation about this. You know, we can chart the path, but if we're not managing our expectations of ourselves effectively, and you know, the plan starts to unravel, and we don't have a really solid mindset of like, okay, there's been a setback, but I'm just going to bounce back, I'm going to get myself back on track, and I'm going to stick to the plan, versus letting it just totally derail us and, you know, finding us on the sidelines. So more than that, Allison has cultivated a supportive community around her. She empowers women that are on her team to pursue their dreams, which fosters this great environment where everybody lifts each other up. And also the support system extends to her customers as well, whom, you know, she helps feel their best through her boutique offerings. And for this, I know. And so that supportive community is everything. And we all need it, right? We need to enlist various friends, various colleagues, various business professionals. I mean, we all need a supportive community. And like for me as a coach, I mean, I'm that support system to all of my clients. And that is such a necessary strategy to have in our toolbox. So these strategies have helped Allison implement and create these clear habits. And like I said, starting each year, Allison starts with a clear vision for her business and her family. Not only those financial goals for the business, but also managing the summertime shenanigans with her kids and the different holiday events that show up, which allow Allison to step back and provide her total presence, which just gives us peace, specifically in the holiday season when everything just feels crazy and erratic. So she sticks to this vision. But then Allison also keeps track of the daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly actions. So drilling down on how to effectively use her time and then how to optimize it. Like only spending so much time on certain tasks and not allowing lost moments to go by your, you know, you're just spending too much time back in the office on something when you need to button that up about 45 minutes ago and got in the car and headed over to the ball game, right? Any of us can relate to that. Also, when we reflect back, you know, four times a year, when I say tracks her quarterly actions, it ensures that if our goals aren't met, there's always time to make up for that. And we can always tweak the next quarter plan, right? So we can add, implement, change, whatever, because that ensures that we either get back on track or we catch these mistakes before they become really bad habits in our business. Because this level of business discipline has allowed Allison to feel great about growing her business in addition to not missing out on raising the kids. And it's clear that Allison's success isn't just measured by revenue. It's measured by impact. And she's making an impact on the lives around her. And it's an example of how she balances and maintains her professional achievements and her personal happiness. So if you want to align with your priorities to get your time back, click on the link in the show notes. And what that's going to do, it's going to take you to our text community. And in our texting community, every week, we send out tips and mantras, resources that help us refocus and get clear on what we want. And the best part is, it's not a robot or a gimmick. This is a direct line to me. Ask me a question, get real feedback on the challenges that maybe you're experiencing. Maybe there's something in this episode that you're relating to and you want a little bit more information. So be sure to click on the link in the show notes and it will be truly your first step to clarity. I'm going to double dog dare you to do it right now. All right. I also want to share that Allison Turner's story is a testament of the power of dreaming, dreaming big, taking control, making every moment of this one life count. And it's about finding what works for you and just not being afraid to go after it, because everything, you know, starts with a choice. And once you make the choice, then you can take those actions. You can also find Allison's clear client case study in the book that we wrote in 2017, The Making of a Maverick, Building Champions in Business and in Life. You can secure that on Amazon. And you can also listen to the podcast episode, which is found in the show notes, that allow you to hear directly from Allison herself and this story. So again, thank you for tuning into 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. And if Allison's story inspired you, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe for more stories like Allison's. And until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep balancing those scales. All right. This is Marlo Higgins, Love and Belief. I'll see you next week.
Did you enjoy this topic as much as I did? If you're looking for more insights like these or have a question you'd like to hear about on future episodes, text me at 319-250-2682 or click the link in the show notes. Remember, the road to success is better with friends. Be sure to share this episode to reach your goals together. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high.